Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conducting Conversations. I'm very pleased to welcome into our studio tonight a rookie for Conducting Conversations, but a very knowledgeable musician. Paul Van Engelen is here. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Paul is the director and conductor of the Newport Contemporary Music Series. I think I got that title correctly. And Paul, tell us a little bit, first off, about this series. It's a brand new event.
Yeah, it's this summer is the inaugural season. It'll start on July 1st and go through August 12th. It has kind of a lot of varied concerts of contemporary music. We have a concert on July 1st, which features a commission by André Previn. Wow. The week after that, we're playing some Pierre Boulez on July 5th, and we'll have Philip Glass come in a week after that, and we'll have a concert, a tribute to John Williams. And so I'm touching as many bases as possible in the contemporary realm.
Well, let's find out about a little bit about you. You're a Rhode Island native?
Yes, I'm from Portsmouth. I grew up in Portsmouth. I went to Portsmouth High School, was in the band and all that, and graduated. And then I ended up doing my studies in Rennes, France, and in Paris also, in performance, conducting, and composing.
I'm sure a lot of kids left Portsmouth High School and went to France to study.
Well,
how did that all happen?
Well, there was an exchange in my last year of high school where a class of French choral students came over, and I was asked to accompany them on French horn at the time. I ended up just visiting one of them in Rennes, mm-hmm. which is the capital of Brittany, which is kind of out in the middle of nowhere, quite honestly.
Well, there you go. So
when I got there, they kind of looked at me funny that I would want to go there, but the conservatory there turned out to be, when I visited and when I attended later, some world-class professors there by dumb luck, I would say. So I had a really top-notch experience.
Excellent. And studying the piano?
I kind of started studying the piano, and it kind of spun off from there because I had other interests. I did a lot of analysis and composition and conducting, especially with his name is Daryl Ong. He was the conductor of the Orchestra of Brittany at the time, and I learned a lot from him, going, you know, to a lot of orchestra events and rehearsals, and mm-hmm. so that was a great experience as well.
Now, growing up in Portsmouth, which isn't necessarily noted as the music capital of the world, when you were did you start finding an interest in music in junior high school or before that? Or
It's kind of funny. I started piano lessons when I was 5. My grandmother wanted me to play, and I don't know if I really took to it. But when I, you know, a couple of years later, when I was 8, I got really into Star Wars.
Okay.
And that, all that, and I went to a Boston Pops concert with John Williams,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably the most interesting thing I'd seen at that point. And then I met him after the concert and, you know, took a picture, and he was extremely nice to me. So that's kind of what hooked me.
Now, we got to get a little bit more background on that. Not every kid from Portsmouth gets his picture taken with John Williams. There had to be some reason for the
I honestly have no idea.
Really?
There's a back door there where it's like an orchestra mm-hmm. entrance if they want to come out
sure,
and meet their
yeah,
family,
yeah.
you know. And I don't know. I just asked somebody, like, how do you meet them or whatever? And they said, oh, just wait by that door. And I was like, you know, 8, so I'm kind of small. And there were all these teenage kids and older people there that were much taller than me. And I don't remember it, but my dad said that he came out and he was kind of like mobbed at first. And he just looked over and saw me as a little kid and kind of like pushed people aside and came over.
Wow.
And was really, really nice to me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So an inspiration that now has led to a life of music. That's good. Music is your life at this point in time?
Yes. Full-time? Certainly, yeah.
Full-time job, and you've certainly had a full-time job putting this festival together, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's I have to say it's nothing less than grueling. You know, I think I'm very... I have a lot of benefits being a millennial because I have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And with the internet, you have so much information at your disposal that maybe 10 or 20 years ago, this would have been impossible.
Right.
But with a lot of research, I can, you know, find out enough information to start a nonprofit myself, do all that correctly, follow all the correct rules and procedures, contact a lot of people. You know, everything you could possibly think of really gets done by telephone or internet these days.
Right. Well, that's amazing that you had the gumption, as they say, to get that all started and follow your dreams.
Yeah.
And this group or this ensemble, where do they come from?
So, really, because there aren't... There's the Rhode Island Philharmonic, but they kind of don't do anything in the summer, and they you know, they have their own program for what they do. So, to play a series of music that's quite challenging, we thought it would be better to just start our own group. And so the July 1st concert is a full orchestra of about 80 people. So that 80 people, which we're calling the Newport Contemporary Arts Orchestra, a lot of them are from Rhode Island and Massachusetts, but some are coming from New York, California, Florida. I was really amazed so far at the level of the musicians that, you know, applied to perform. You know, I think we have like 20 doctorates. Most of them all have masters. And in addition to that, they're unbelievable players and they're extremely motivated. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, very pleased.
All right. Well, why don't we get to some music to get us in the mood? What did you bring for us to listen to first?
Well, to kind of get people in the mood for the Andre Previn Commission that we have on July 1st called Almost an Overture, I thought I'd bring a somewhat, not similar, but certainly in his style. It's the first movement of his Concerto for Piano.
All right. We'll listen to that.
Thank you.
music to get us in the mood. And Paul, on July 15th, there's going to be a concert that I'd like you to play a piece from that before we take our first commercial break, because we're running out of time here, but I want to get one in. Tell us what this is.
This is a piece called Ripon by Pierre Boulez. We're going to play it, as you said, with our orchestra and soloists from the International Contemporary Ensemble. It's basically a showpiece it's called IRCAM, which is a studio of electronic music research in Paris that was founded by Pierre Boulez. And it's a piece for chamber orchestra, six soloists, and electronics. So we're having a specialist come in also from IRCAM to help us out with that. And I'm hoping it's a great show. It's a really rare performance.
All right. Well, we'll listen to that, come back, and talk about it after this commercial break. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Paul Van Engelen, who is the director of the Newport Contemporary Music Series. And just before that commercial break, we listened to a piece of music that was very interesting, a little bit different than you normally hear on the classical station. But let's get some more information about that, Paul.
I hope it didn't jar your listeners too badly.
Everybody likes something a little bit different once in a while, uh-huh. So that's good.
Well, this is I think it's my favorite piece by Pierre Boulez, who, you know, has a fan base, or people hate him. It's, you know, but I personally think he was a great conductor and composer. And this is a very unusual piece because it's for chamber orchestra, which is going to sit in the middle of the room. And then the audience sits around the orchestra. And then there's six soloists that are around the audience.
Hmm.
Because it's a piece for chamber orchestra, these six soloists, and electronics, and they're live electronics, so it means that they're not pre-recorded on tape or something. There's an electronics specialist named Gilbert Nuono, who's coming from IRCAM, who worked with Pierre on this frequently, and he basically sits at a computer terminal, and he cues all of these electronic things that go with the soloists when they play. So he's very, very busy and active during this performance. So it's basically, it might seem strange that it's in a gymnasium, this concert.
At Portsmouth High School?
Yes.
Okay.
But what we need that room for is usually for an orchestra. That would be a terrible place to have a concert. But because of the electronics and the sound of the soloist, it actually sounds much better in that type of room. And, you know, we have big curtains and things. But it's a very rare performance because it's so, quite frankly, very difficult to play correctly and well and make it sound good, and logistically just very difficult to put together with all the electronics, make sure nothing breaks halfway through. I'm very, very excited to be able to do this piece. All the musicians are also very excited. We're just thrilled and hope that people will be interested.
So this is going to be Saturday night, July 15th at the Portsmouth High School, 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And how can people get tickets?
They can go on our website at www.ncmsri.org, and they can find all their information there.
All right. Let's go to another piece of music. This one is a little bit more familiar to our audience, if you will, in that this person has been played on our station many times. It's featured, right?
Yes. This is a cello concerto by John Williams. I think what I'm trying to focus on our August 12th concert, it's a tribute to his music, but it's more a tribute to his concert a repertoire that doesn't get as played so often. So we're going to be doing his concerto for cello and his concerto for flute, which I think has only been played maybe a couple of times since it's been written in the 60s.
And a rather famous cellist.
He won't be performing with us, but the recording is with Yo-Yo Ma.
Okay.
You know, he's no slouch, obviously. Right. And it's a great concerto. I really love it. It's a different side of John that is still extremely expressive, very beautiful, and, you know, it really just sucks you in. I love this piece very much.
All right, we'll listen to something that's done by Paul's friend John. Thank you. Paul, we're listening to quite a bit of music, and I'd like to get one more piece in before we take our next commercial break. Tell us what this is.
This piece by Howard Shore. You might know him from the composer of Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
This is a piece called Six Pieces. This is the first movement. This is kind of just something he wrote in his downtime, and again, it's another side of him.
All right, we'll listen to that and take a short break, and we'll talk more about this piece. We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening talking to Paul about the Newport Contemporary Music Series. And this is a series that Paul has put together, and there's lots of it, different things being played in different places. And we're going to recap a little bit, but before we do that, I want you to talk about that last piece that we just heard.
Sure, that's the first movement of Six Pieces by Howard Shore. Again, that's another type of piece where you see a different side of a film composer. He's known for writing Lord of the Rings and that type of thing. I think it's a very interesting piece. We're going to play it on July 28th. And actually, Howard's going to be there. And he's going to do a type of discussion and Q&A after the concert. So that should be very exciting.
All right, and where's that taking place?
That's going to be at Rogers Auditorium in Newport.
Okay. Rogers Auditorium. All right, and now let's, since there's such a diversified kind of music this evening, we have one more piece to listen to, but before that, I want you to kind of recap everything we've talked about and explain to people where they can go and get information about everything that's going on with you.
Sure. Well, all of our events, which we have more than we've discussed today, are on our website at www.ncmsri.org, or you could simply Google Newport Contemporary Music Series. It comes up right away, and you can find us on Facebook and all that. And it's a pretty easy to navigate website. Our events are all there with the programs and times and dates and where to get tickets.
Excellent. All right. And is there a phone number that people can call if they want to do it the old-fashioned way?
Yeah, of course. It's 401-829-7593.
All right, excellent. Well, Paul, I want to thank you for coming in tonight and bringing your music to our audience and letting them know about this event that is going on. And like I said, we have time for one more piece of music. What is this going to be?
This is the second movement of the Tyrol Concerto by Philip Glass for piano and string orchestra. I'll be playing this piano solo on July 21st. And Philip Glass will be coming on that weekend to celebrate his 80th birthday.
Wow.
So on the 21st, we'll start with that piece that you're about to hear, and we'll have a discussion, and he'll play a few pieces of his own on the piano and have a Q&A afterwards and meet and greet. And then the next day is the Philip Glass Ensemble on the 22nd. So that should be exciting as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks once again for coming in. Appreciate it. It was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too. Thank you for having me.
All right. We're going to listen to just a portion of this piece, and then we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.